knew coming in it wasn't going to be pretty, and it wasn't at times, but your team really scrapped hard, kept shooting the ball, and I know it wasn't the prettiest of percentages tonight, but you guys found a way to pick up a win tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be too many games where we're afraid to shoot it. I think there's just going to be some times where we have to settle in and understand how the game's going, and if we've, you know, if we shot three threes in a row, it's probably not the right time to jack up another quick one. But you know, I thought the shots they took were good. They just they didn't fall, and we knew with the, you know, the conditioning was going to be a factor. You know, with the limited amount of practice, and you know, when that happens, you know, your legs go, and your shot kind of follows with it. So I didn't think by any means we were going to come out here and light it up from the 3-point line. You know, I was pleased with their effort. The offensive rebounding was nice, but, you know, anytime you get that many offensive rebounds, you think you're going to capitalize a little bit higher rate than what we did. So, you know, we got to make those offensive rebounds pay off. Those second-chance points are big, and got to do a little bit better job.
Yeah, that you are, you're right there, but you guys jumped out to 8-0, 13-2 in the first quarter. Really got on, or correction, 10-0. I'll get the right sheet there. 10-0, 13-4 that first quarter. Kind of gradually built your lead in each quarter, and I think you had to like to see the persistence of how you guys really continue to build that in, especially with the probably subbing a lot more frequently than probably that maybe you were used to in years past.
Yeah. no, you know, we did. I knew we were going to have to, just because with, again, going back to the conditioning, it was going to be a factor, and it was. You know, I looked out there, it was 3 minutes into it, and we had a couple guys that were, you know, pretty darn tired. So, they did. The guys that we put in, you know, that we probably eight deep early. You know, those guys can all play. So I don't ever worry when I put those guys in, because I know that they're intelligent kids. You know, the one thing that we didn't do very good was, you know, early on our post guys weren't really battling for a position. They were open, but they weren't holding their spots. And then when they were open later on in the second half, our guards weren't looking at them. You know, in any team that extends a zone like that, you know, there's going to be openings down low. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't take advantage of them, but, you know, it's a process, you know, with our guys. It's going to, you know, be a year long process. And you know, I think we saw some glimpses of what could be. You know, there's probably going to be some games where, you know, we walk out of the gym and kind of scratching our head wondering what in the world just happened. But I think every game, you know, win or lose, we're going to learn something from it. And I think these guys will do a good job at looking at things and really, you know, trying to figure out how they can get better. So, you know, it was, you know, like you said, it wasn't always pretty, but, you know, they battled all night, and they, you know, I thought, you know, kind of first game, I thought they handled themselves relatively well. You know, I didn't think any of them looked like they were, you know, out of control. I didn't think any of them looked like they were, you know, lost out there or just overwhelmed. We had, you know, a majority of our players making, you know, their debuts out there for significant, you know, varsity minutes. So I thought they handled themselves well.
I agree there. And, you know, the thing was I was impressed tonight with how your team attacked a zone. It was kind of a funky zone. It was a tough one to kind of disguise and read, and I thought they did a good job of ball distribution, spreading it around, finding the open player, whatnot, even though they didn't get their shots to go, but attacking a zone.
Absolutely. You know, whenever you can get the ball moving around the perimeter and you can get it, you know, swung from side to side, it starts to open up a lot of things. And it did early, but I mean, and we had some success getting it in there, and you know, we just didn't knock down the shots, you know. And there's going to be nights where you don't. So, I mean, you've got to make up with that with, you know, offensive rebounding and a little putbacks and things like that. And we'll continue to get better. You know, I think this was a great way for them to kind of break themselves in and, you know, kind of find out now that, you know, there are some things that when we tell them, we're not just talking to them. We're actually trying to teach them something so they can look at it. And we've got the group that can do it. And, you know, we've got a lot of different parts of our team that can give us different things. You know, tonight, you know, I thought we saw some guys really take a step up and show what they're capable of.
You have seven players score tonight. They all score at least 5 points. But you had nobody in double figures. I mean, you had three players right there at nine. They had their chances, just couldn't quite get over the hump. But really, for the balance like that, I think with seven players each at least 5 points, I think you got to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, you know, we worked on that all week. We didn't let anybody score 10 at practice either. So, no, I mean, it's just they do. They share the ball well, and you know, we're a big, you know, team first kind of group. And for the most part, we buy in, and so not there's nobody out there that cares if they get 30 or if they get zero. You know, they they know what they're out there for, and that's why they've been, you know, they've been a good group so far, you know, and it's been a short amount of time, and basketball's a long season, so you never know how they're going to hold up, but, you know, they've been a really good group so far, and you know, look forward to the rest of it.
Well, it's a good kind of warm-up for next week. You get 3 days of practice, and then you get three pretty tough teams in 3 days, starting with Palmer Ridge, Wichita Collegiate, and Garden City next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, you know, three different styles, you know, three completely different programs, you know, and how they run things. But, you know, Palmer Ridge has been practicing for a month and a half or so, 2 months. So they've been in the gym, and a lot of those guys are one-sport guys, and so they've been playing basketball for a while. Bring back their top three scorers. You know, they play, you know, man, the little matchup, little zone. So, got to be ready for three different styles in, you know, 3 days. And, you know, obviously we know what we're going to get with Wichita Collegiate, unless they just abandon ship for what's got them to state for 15 years in a row or whatever it's been. So, you know, they're a big, you know, tradition school. And, you know, so we'll have to get ready for each one of them a little bit as the week progresses. But again, still, it's got to be about what we're doing. We've got to get in shape. We've got to get, you know, our legs underneath of us so that we're ready to go. Because, you know, three games in 3 days is going to be a test on their conditioning. But it's going to be a test on their character, too, because, yeah, you know, they're going to be put in some situations where, you know, that they're going to be tired. And, you know, they might be getting jumped on, or they might, you know, get a little bit nervous and anxious. So, you know, see what kind of kids they are. You know, I think we're going to handle it the right way, though.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here tonight, 52-20. Coach, great start to the season, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.